everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
King of America took me about 10 years to get it, that first one published. That was the real obstacle, getting the first one published. Started writing it in high school, though.
Right.
So it evolved over a lot of years, and as I grew as a person and matured. So yeah, it took a long, long time to get that first one published.
The first one is set in America, and the subsequent two ones you've done in the northeast of England, in fact, in a very rural part of the northeast of England. Can you explain why you chose to have your first one in America, and then why you've now focused on the northeast of England?
As a kid, I loved the whole idea of America and American films, American literature. It just came from my initial interests in America as a country, and as I've grown and matured, my heart is in the Northeast, and that's now where I want to have all of my stories. I'm currently writing a fourth, so that again is set largely in the north of England, not fully in the Northeast, but in the north of England. It's where my heart is. You know, I love the northeast of England, so that is now where I concentrate on.
Going back to your first book, you've described it being quite naive. Can you explain some of the changes that you've gone through from when you were at school to the version that it was actually published?
The first draft of that book was a very good against evil, very black and white. There was certain people who the reader knew from day one was the bad guy, and certain people who were going to be the heroes. As I redrafted it, there was a lot more blurred lines where the good guys had bad traits and the bad guys had good traits, and there was a lot of grey area and ambiguity where the reader could actually decide for themselves who they've decided were the ultimate good and bad guys in it.
What do you hope the reader gets from what it is that you've written?
A better understanding of the human condition, that all of us are capable of bad things, but all of us are also capable of good things. Cinema In is a book about a person who decides to become a serial killer and decides to see if he can get away with murdering a lot of people, just to see if he can do it.
Right.
The character himself actually has a lot of good traits, and he's a very nice guy, a very charismatic guy, but he's also a cold-blooded killer, and it's that comparison between the two sides of his nature that the reader delves into the mind of this person, and they can actually put themselves into his shoes and actually think, well, he is Mr. Average Guy, but he's doing some horrific things. And it's that whole thing. A lot of readers actually told me afterwards, after reading it, that they were still rooting for him, even though he was
really
so evil.
Whoa. Right.
And that's what I try to do.
I think listeners would have picked up by now that all your books have a dark, violent edge. I mean, you can contradict me in a minute. Are you worried about the level of violence that there is in modern culture and modern art?
It does concern me, but I also think that we're all intelligent enough people to distinguish between violence in film or in books and violence in real life. Violence in real life is horrific, nasty stuff, which I try and actually portray in my books. I try not to glamorize it, and I try to show it as it really is, that it's horrific and people get hurt and people die and the consequences of that.
Can you give us an example of what you would say is one of the most graphic elements of one of your novels, and then perhaps the consequences of that?
There's one character in The Killing Moon who actually is raped and then murdered. He's a young lad. He's possibly by the reader considered to be one of the nicest characters in the book, and that basically the most horrific thing happens to him.
Right.
And that actually has a knock-on effect of one of the other characters who then goes down a completely different route to what he would have gone down had he still had his friend with him. So there is a massive consequence to this one event that happens in the book that actually leads to a massive conclusion at the end of the book. So that I think the reader gets that. I don't shy away from the violence, but again, as I said before, I don't glamorise it. I say it how it is. Yeah.
You've mentioned that your book's now going to be set in the Northeast. They'll have the same genre. Are you in danger of stereotyping yourself, of limiting you with the type of stories that you can write about?
No, I don't think so, because so far my three books are quite different. The King of America is sci-fi thriller. Cinema is contemporary thriller about a serial killer on the loose, essentially. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
The Killing Moon is a post-apocalyptical thriller. They have similar elements. Both are set in the Northeast, so there is going to be that similarity. I'm not saying that I won't set books outside of the Northeast in the future, but that's certainly where my heart is, and I want to write about the Northeast. I don't think there's enough films or books out there that are centred around the Northeast. And, you know, we've got such fantastic landmarks, and we've got rural Northumberland, we've got fantastic cities and culture. I just want to show that to the world.
Do you ever envisage writing, say, a romantic comedy or anything like that?
Probably not. Not a romantic comedy. I do have an idea for an older kids book with sort of dark themes, but aimed at young teens, level, with a sort of a supernatural element to it. But my main love is dark adult fiction, basically.
Right. Okay. You've got three books out at the moment. You're also on Amazon. You've got a very impressive website. Can you say a little bit about your sales? Because you've obviously put a lot of time and effort into this. Has that been something that's in conflict with the creative side of you, having a business side, or is that something you find very easy to do?
It was difficult with the first book. King of America was a huge learning curve. Even though I had a sales background, and I've been in IT sales mainly for a lot of years, the sales and marketing of a book is very different to sales and marketing in other areas. So you've got to network, you've got to get out there, you've got to get review copies out, you've got to set it and then chase people up, get people to read it. That is the main element of it, to actually get people reading the book and commenting on it. Reviews are absolutely essential. And I always tell every single person who buys my book, read it and let me know what you think of it. Good or bad, I want honest opinions. I always want honest opinions on my book. You don't have to sugarcoat it with me. It's not going to be for everyone. It is very dark fiction. A few people did get quite disturbed by cinema, especially. You so want to like the guy all the way through. Mm. It does actually
disturb
people.
Sounds very interesting, actually.
You've got to get people commenting on it, and also use the internet in every way that you can. The bloggers are fantastic. You know, you send out copies to bloggers and they start a buzz about it. They start writing about it, saying, this is what I thought about it. What did you think? And that starts it off. You know, I'm a fairly outgoing person anyway. I've had this career as a salesperson, and you have to have an open personality in that sort of environment. But I have to say, I do enjoy locking myself away and writing for a few hours and you know, just really getting into the zone on that. Right. So for me, it's not a problem. I enjoy both.
Do you write every day?
I try to. Obviously, I run a business as well, and sometimes that gets in the way, but I'm always trying any spare time I get, even when I'm working in the shop. If we're having a quiet hour or so, I'll actually nip on and do a little bit of writing.
Well, that's amazing, because I can't do that. I have to have a really quiet space and spend hours doing it, so I admire the fact that you can actually just jump on. So sometimes it's just like, you know, a little 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you actually work like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I do prefer when I can get a good solid few hours of nice quiet time. If I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll get up in the middle of the night and sit there just with a lamp on and type away for a couple of hours. And I love those late night, early morning sessions. They're fantastic.
Okay, well, you've mentioned the fact that you also run a business. It's a computer shop in Hexham. It's where we are now, where we're doing the interview. Do you see yourself as a writer? Do you see yourself as a business owner?
I have many heads. It depends who I'm talking to.
Right.
I am an author as well, but I run an IT business.
Would you give up the IT business if you were becoming an author, or would it be something that you would always want to continue doing?
No, I'd continue doing it. What ultimately would be good is if I can allow the business to run itself more, and I take a step back from it.
Okay, you've got three books out at the moment. Are you working on something now?
Yeah, fourth one is a sequel to Cinema. Currently about 20,000 words in, so we're looking at around about end of the year, early next year for a release date for that. And I'm still doing a lot of the promotional work for Killing Moon, you know, bits of book signings here and there and interviews and things like that.
Okay. Do you want to give yourself a little bit of a plug then? Tell us about your website, where people can get in contact with you if they want to buy one of your books.
You can get any of my books anywhere, all the usual online places like Amazon and Play and all those sort of things. My website, rodglenn.com. There's extracts from the books and there's also lots of reviews on there.
Okay, Rod, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
A Garrito presentation.